Everybody, Andy here again. There's a couple of, it's one of these things that always happens to me. There's always sort of these strands of things that come together and different ideas or things that I've been doing or read or watched or whatever that all seem to come together in a nice little way, which means that I can do a video or a blog post or an audio boo like this. And this morning I was out taking a walk on the beach, lovely day, sunny day, breezy, but you know, I'd love to get down on the beach when I can. And I've noticed recently, over the last couple of days, a load of seaweed, and seaweed that I'd never really seen before. And there's clumps, big groups of it out in the sort of the near shore, the foreshore, I suppose you'd call it, all waiting to sort of come onto the beach and be washed onto the beach itself. And there are lumps of it there. And what I did, watching this stuff and seeing if it would come onto the beach while I was there, but on my way back, I photographed a piece of it. As I said, it's a type of seaweed that I'm not used to seeing. I'm no expert by any means, believe me. It didn't look like one of our normal ones, let's put it that way. So I took a photo, as you do in this sort of social media, digital type age. Took a photo of it, put it up onto Twitter, which goes onto my Facebook page as well, asking what people might think this was, because I wasn't sure, and if anybody had any idea where it might have come from. Well, you know what the social media is like, the power of social media. Okay, I didn't get a huge response, but the responses I got were very good ones. The first one was from an ex-work colleague who just happens to have a degree in marine biology, I believe, and she suggested that it could be some sort of like a jap weed, which is a bit like Japanese knotweed in the plant world, which is one of those invasive species which has come into the sea from somewhere else inadvertently, has been put there, as we've done with so many other plants, etc., across the world. We could talk about this for hours probably, and it's now taking over. As I said, it's invasive, it kills other seaweeds or marine animals or whatever, and it gets onto the land and kills off other seaweeds, etc., etc. I did a quick Google check, as you do, and sure enough, that's what it appeared to be. I then went back onto Twitter, and I had a reply from a Twitter friend of mine, someone that I got to know via YouTube, see all these strands come up, but Paul happens to live in Pennsylvania. Now, this is one of the things that gets me about this. He, you know, you put something out here in the UK, Becky, the person, the girl who answered me before, only lives sort of 15 or so miles down the road, but even so, it's outside of my little local area, I suppose. But then to get a tweet from someone in Pennsylvania, but not only that, Paul, who happens to work in a school, I believe, asked the biology teacher at that particular school what he might think it was, and he came up with the same sort of thing. Not long after that, back onto Facebook, someone I know in Virginia called Candace happened to put something up there as well. A slightly different take on it, and maybe not correct, but as I said, I'm no expert on this as well. And that just sort of shows me that the power of what we're doing here, and how your tweets can be read across the world, and how you can interact with people across the world, which fits in very nicely with a book I've been reading recently by a guy called Paul Smith. You may well have heard about it. It's called Twitch Hiker, and I literally finished the book last night. And what he did in March of 2009, I do remember it at the time, being on Twitter at the time and actually following it, or at least the latter part of his journey anyway. And what he did, he had this great idea, and within a couple of months he decided to go off, it said in March 2009, across the world. He wanted to get as far away from his home in Newcastle as he possibly could here in the UK. That turned out to be an island off of New Zealand, and he did it all via Twitter. He had a set of rules, and he wasn't allowed to pay for anything apart from food and drink. Every mode of transport or transportation, whether it be by air, whether it be by car, bus or whatever, and all accommodation had to be found exclusively via Twitter. He wasn't allowed to sort of ask people for it as such, apart from putting a tweet out there. It had to be volunteered and paid for by somebody else, or donated, I suppose. I'm not going to tell you the end of the story, but he did pretty well for himself. And he happened, you say, once again, these funny things that happened. He happened to put up a tweet today, because I follow him on Twitter. Happened to put up a tweet today about a guy who's doing something similar, but with the book, with the Twitch Hiker book. It's actually a Twitch Hiker. I'll put some links to this down below. And this guy's trying to have a little journey with Paul's book, Twitch Hiker, and send it around the world on this never-ending journey, possibly, or six-month journey, via people saying, right, via Twitter once again, I'll take this book and I'll have it for a few days, and then I shall post it onto somebody else who contacts me, that type of thing. I happened to notice it was retweeted by a friend that I used to know who lived down here in Hastings, a journalist, who now lives in Newcastle, where Paul Smith, the Twitch hiker author, lives himself. And I retweeted it because I thought it was a good idea, and got back in touch with John and said, oh, well, it's good to see that. I've just finished reading that book and I forgot you lived up that way. Turns out, get a reply from John, he's doing a blog project at the moment with Paul Smith himself, the Twitch icon himself. It's amazing how all these things go around and how all this social media takes you around the world, certainly around your particular country, but across the Atlantic, and for Paul, obviously, potentially taking him right the way across the world to New Zealand as well. And I was thinking about that as well, even last night and also this morning, reading that Twitch hiker book. He did that in March of 2009. Here we are 3 years later, and I was thinking, now if somebody did that now, it would probably be a lot easier, but you could probably do a complete round the world trip, or do it even slightly differently now because of the power of Twitter. And maybe that's been explained or sort of shown the power of that by some of these little things that I've mentioned today, reading that book. And you can probably think of other examples that you've seen as well, of photographs that go across the world and how people get in contact with each other. It'd be interesting to recreate that. Maybe I should do it. I don't know. But take it maybe to a slightly different level and try and get down to, you know, to see how well that could work down three years down the road from what Paul did in March 2009. I know it would be easier to do, maybe something a little bit more challenging. Anyway, I'll leave it there. That just shows you, as I said, the power of social media, the power of Twitter and Facebook and all these different type of things. You're never quite sure who's going to read what you're putting up there, and you're never quite sure where it's actually going to lead you to in the end. Anyway, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.